Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to our weekly edition of 52 Players. Frank McKay here with Chris Folletti. He is the president of Power Processing, and it is a company here on Long Island out of Smithtown, and he is a lifelong resident of Long Island. And his partner is Dennis Cairo, CEO of the company, and the two of them are making noise all over the place, and they're creating all kinds of excitement around their business. And it's something, look, we have to cheer on, especially nowadays. Everyone's concerned about the economy. Let's get behind some local business folks. Chris Folletti, again, the president of Power Processing. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing great, Frank. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, let's start from the beginning. Where were you born and where were you raised?
I was actually born in California, in L.A. My father owned the first video retail store in that area and ended up selling it. And we moved to Connecticut when I was four. We were there for a few years. And then since I was five, been in New York, all over the place, almost every town in Long Island, you could say.
So, you know, I know Dennis for a little while, and, you know, he's an entrepreneur. He's a businessman, you know, his whole life he's been in and out of businesses. What was your first business experience?
My first business experience, I was a general manager for a company called 2020, and we did the door-to-door sales for Verizon Fios when it first launched here in Long Island. I was at the meetings in Massapequa when they were fighting to get the cables ran, and I was on the forefront of that Fios introduction. Yeah. So that was my first business. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that was a big deal going back then. What led you to this? This is the credit card business. This is processing and so forth. Give us a rundown of what led to you getting involved in this, and then after that, explain what it is you do.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, as a salesman by nature, I was drawn to the quick paychecks. I bounced around from many different industries, sold a lot of different products. And, it was make the sale, get paid, and that was it. No follow-up, no long-term benefits, no customer care. And I liked the processing business because, you know, residual income is good for me. I have a lot of kids. I have a big family. But I like the constant contact with the client. And long story short, I ended up taking a job for one of these really big companies in Manhattan. And the way they treated small business owners was embarrassing. I brought in some personal referrals, and they were treated like dirt. I had zero control. I was not allowed to help. The best I could do was submit a trouble ticket via email. And it just wasn't good enough for me. I was embarrassed. So I learned the ins and outs by sticking with the company out there in Manhattan until I was ready to go off on my own. And that's what Power Processing does. We make a very impersonal industry personal. We give out cell phone numbers. We don't do contracts. We talk to people like human beings. We understand the heartaches of a small business owner and what they go through. And with payment processing nowadays, you're talking about almost 80% of the money that comes in is through electronic payments, and if they don't have a good relationship with that vendor, they could put themselves in a very precarious situation where, you know, if the money's not there and they don't know who to call, you know, they're going to be in trouble.
How long ago did you get involved with Dennis Cairo?
So Dennis was a client first, and then he became a business partner. So Dennis and I have been working together for 3 years now, and you know, he's a fantastic partner. One of the best decisions I've ever made was joining up with him.
You know, it's interesting when you get involved with someone who's a customer first and then a partner second. It's almost a compliment, right? You know, the customer's so impressed with the business that he wants to get involved, or she wants to get involved with the bigger picture there. So, I mean, that's a good sign to get started with.
Yeah, I would have to agree. You know, he saw the benefits of the style in which we do business, and he enjoyed it, and he respected it so much, and he was sharing the news with so many people. And I said, listen, you know, instead of just sharing the news, do you want involvement? He said, you know, we worked it out, and, you know, happily ever after, as I say.
You're listening to the voice of Chris Folletti. If you're just turning on your radios a little late, Chris is the president of Power Processing here on Long Island, and he is one of our 52 players for this year. Frank McKay here with the president of Power Processing, Chris Folletti. Also, he is the partner of Dennis Cairo, who's got many businesses on Long Island, and Dennis is the CEO of this company that's making all kinds of noise, and they're getting out there and getting rave reviews everywhere they go. Chris, the current situation, the pandemic, is pushing everybody to do things electronically, to do things online, and we're looking at a new normal here, and we don't know what that'll be, but I imagine it plays well for your company. You have the type of company that yes, you have personal contact, but that personal contact is on the phone. It's on computers. You guys seem ahead of the curve on all of this.
Yeah, we've been trying to be ahead of the curve. There's a few things that is really important for a small business owner to know. And the one thing that I would love to just share with everyone is taking payments over the phone doubles the normal cost of processing credit cards in most cases. And it's so quick for people to try and set up a contactless system that these small business owners are just taking the cards over the phone, and they're going to see it when they start looking at their bills, and they're going to be in trouble. So what Power Processing has done is introduce certain techniques and ways to accept payments to offset those fees with a cash discount program, which is very popular now in Long Island, that we were at the forefront of back in 2017 when it became legal in New York to pass along the fee to the customer. That's one way. Curbside delivery is really big right now, and handing someone a card, them walking in the store and coming back out, it's just a lot of touchy-touchy that businesses are trying to avoid. We have equipment that can be brought with the package, point the equipment at the customer, they swipe their card, no one's exchanging anything, and they're able to save money because now they're swiping the card instead of taking the payment over the phone. And we also are working very closely with a company that's generating a custom app. So this is something that the quick service food places are struggling with, because you have Grubhub and Uber Eats, and the cost is tremendous for businesses to utilize these services, whereas if they had their own app where someone could go to that pizzeria's app, order food, they're going to save 20 to 30% on these, third-party, food apps that everyone likes to use. So that's something that we're helping businesses get accustomed to doing. And it's really helping out a lot of businesses. At the end of the day, keeping more money in their pocket is really going to help during a time of financial crisis.
So what really changes for you and Dennis and the rest of the company? What changes as soon as this pandemic hit 60 days ago, whatever it was, it hits and the whole world immediately goes into a different rhythm. What changed for you guys as far as the company goes?
Well, really the equipment that we use. So the day-to-day really hasn't changed for us. Dennis and I are out there. We got our masks on. We're bouncing around. We're business as normal. The phone and email can't transmit any, viruses. So we're answering our phones. We're responding to emails. We're handling what we can. So really nothing's changed in our day to day. But for the for the customer, for the client, we are doing our best to cross all the T's and dot all the I's, make sure their PCI compliance is done. A wise man once told me oatmeal is better than no meal. So we can just save someone $15-$20 a month. That's their $15-$20 a month. They have a right to save it. And so we're making sure that all businesses are monitoring everything that, we can help them with in terms of their payment systems.
Listen, this all sounds great. I want to congratulate both of you and let Dennis know, we're cheering you guys on and all businesses really, but especially folks that are thinking about it outside of the box. And again, you guys were ahead of the curve on this, yeah. And it seems like you got everything going in a nice direction. And you're national. You have a lot of clients out there. Give us a way to get in touch with you. Give us a website, a social media site, a number, and
yep.
and let people know how they could reach out to Power Processing.
Yep. So, you know, our website is gopowerprocessing.com. We have a contact us form that you can just fill out. Email goes directly to us, and we'll get in touch with you right away. We do have social media on Instagram and Facebook. You just search the words Power Processing, and it'll come up. And, you know, you can reach us directly. You can call 631-526-2774. That'll get me direct. And, you know, we look forward to hearing from anyone that has questions on contactless payments, their own custom app for food orders, cash discount programs, virtual payments, anything to help the touchy-touchy, I call it.
Yeah. Well, listen, way to go. Congratulations once again. And Chris Folletti, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me, Frank. God bless you.
Chris Folletti has been our very special guest. He is the partner of Dennis Cairo, and the two of them have put together a very interesting business model, and they're doing very well and all over the country at this point. Power Processing is the name of the company, and they're right out of Smithtown. And both guys are basically lifelong Long Islanders, and again, got to cheer them on as we do all the other companies that are trying to stay ahead of the curve on this this new normal that we call it. Power Processing, once again, has been our focus, and the president, Chris Folletti, has been our very special guest. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you all next time on 52 Players.